This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
Oh, and Mark. I just banged her right there on the studio table.
He hit the knee version of a funny bone.
Oh. Yeah, this table is very, very unforgiving when it comes to hitting it with body parts. And you're Daryl.
I am Daryl.
All right, good. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. We need to talk about the Bitcoin situation. There's been big news, and it's not just the fact that the price has been at record highs over the last few days. But there's other big news that could actually help the price out some more,
yes.
As a matter of fact. We'll get into that coming up here in moments, but we never really finished up, because we got a bunch of calls in the first hour.
Yes.
We never really did finish up the story about Governor Phil Scott. He's the governor of Vermont, and he was, I guess, the first-time governor, first year that he's been in there.
Got elected last year.
He's a Republican. The
yes.
Rolling Stone article that you were citing earlier claimed that he was libertarian-leaning.
Yeah, and I still don't know what that means, because even if you think that the word libertarian just means smaller government, then how could you say someone who is advocating for a tax and regulate scheme is supporting small government?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, as I said, it's libertarian leaning, which to these people, I mean, yeah, that's what it means. It means small government, and here's the reason. When it comes to
tax and regulate is small government how?
That's an increase in the size of government.
Because libertarians tend to have a preference as to what types of taxes are better than others. Would you not agree?
Libertarians think all taxes are immoral.
Nope, they don't. Because you have
well, then you're not talking to a real libertarian.
The real libertarian fallacy. All right. So let's define our terms, because I think it's important.
A libertarian is someone who adheres to the non-aggression principle, which says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's what a libertarian is.
Yes.
Somebody who wants less government, that's good and all. I mean, I'm glad for them.
That would be a minarchist.
But that's not a real libertarian.
No, the Libertarian Party welcomes minarchists. So hold on.
Sure, but they're not supposed to be their candidates.
I didn't get to make the point.
But
I think that it's fair to say that there is a libertarian position, which is always pro-freedom, but that one needn't be have a libertarian position on every issue every time in order to be a libertarian.
By my book, you should be.
I understand, but you don't get to decide what words mean.
Sure,
no, you don't. You don't.
Yep, just like you do.
So, hold on.
You've decided differently
for me. This is the broad brush that people use, and I'll go ahead and admit, there are a lot of libertarians that use an equally broad brush on, you know, the pro-government side, to where they're like, anybody that disagrees with me on one issue is, you know, socialist or this or that or the other thing. And then there's the big government people that use an equally broad brush of, well, anybody that I think want something to be smaller just a little bit must be a libertarian.
Mm-hmm. So a libertarian believes that, according to your definition, believes that every issue can be solved by the free market, right?
Yeah, I would say that's
okay.
Generally
so
true.
Does a voluntarist
as long as it's voluntary? Yeah.
So does a voluntarist believe the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does an anarcho-capitalist believe the same thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't
exactly
know?
What.
Like, you've been doing this radio show for...
Yeah, I don't know what exactly an anarcho-capitalist would describe themselves
Murray
as.
Murray Rothbard, one of the guys that helped found the Libertarian Party, coined the term to mean precisely a hardcore libertarian that believes that every time. See, the reason I use the term
libertarian... Well, capitalists believe in capitalism.
That's not necessarily the free market, right?
You
don't get to... you didn't create the term, right? So there's the etymology,
no,
and here's the origin.
Yeah.
an anarcho-capitalist is basically defined as the same thing as a voluntarist and defined as the same thing as you define a libertarian.
But that's not the same thing, because an anarcho-capitalist is a capitalist. That means they have specifically endorsed one type of economic organization as the best one.
Capitalism.
Whereas someone who is a voluntarist just says that all human interactions should be consensual. That's a big difference.
Right. So voluntary communism would be allowed in
under voluntarist.
As it would in anarcho-capitalism. Anarcho-capitalism.
Try telling a communist that.
I understand. Oh, I get that you want to make a term that's inclusive, and I concur with you that voluntarist is a better term than anarcho-capitalist. What, however, you and I are disagreeing on is that you want no words to mean small government, smaller than Republican government, more principled
when
than Republican.
When did I say that? Daryl already pointed out that's a minarchist.
That term is in no way used by the people that call the, have that philosophy.
A supporter of small government.
I know people that call themselves minarchist, Mark.
A supporter of small government. How about that?
Is
there a better word? I don't know.
Probably more regularly call themselves libertarians, and a vast swath of the population who believes similarly calls themselves libertarian. We need a term to describe people that are libertarian, but not all the way libertarian like you are. To exclude them, now I understand why you can say that there is a libertarian position, and I concur with you. There is a libertarian position.
And a libertarian should hold that position.
They should, but they don't.
Let me ask
their
question,
problem.
Mark. Let me ask you
then
this
why
question.
Does the Nolan chart have a large area that includes an amount of statism in it?
Well, that's a good point, because people are allowed to grow in their beliefs.
Oh, can they start off as a libertarian and grow to be more libertarian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So, then they're a libertarian, and you lose this battle.
Let me ask you this question, and then I want to get into the quotes from Governor Scott. You said that people that hold some libertarian positions, there needs to be a term for them. How many positions should one hold that are libertarian positions before they get to use the term libertarian leaning?
Somewhere between 75% and 80%.
Okay.
And I would say that you would need you would need to be, you should be libertarian on the big ones. And I'll admit,
like
the ones
weed,
that I define as big, right?
Like weed, like cannabis.
Cannabis isn't that important to me. I would say taxation. You
the
need
war
to be,
on drugs to libertarians is a pretty big issue.
You want
right,
to see
the war
government,
on drugs is much more than just weed.
True.
That you want to see, I would say that you should hold that position on cannabis.
Well, this guy doesn't, this Governor Phil Scott.
And he's only described by the Rolling Stone, yeah, which is not a libertarian magazine, as libertarian leaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe, he's for cutting the size of government greatly.
Right, so maybe they think that Gary Johnson's a libertarian, and so they think
Gary
this
Johnson
guy
is a libertarian.
No, he's not.
He was the Libertarian Party.
He's a big L libertarian,
meaning he's a member of the Libertarian
Correct.
Party.
Let's
he's,
get
he was
back
the, in fact,
to
his presidential candidate. So he is the Libertarian right about now.
Afraid not.
Let's get back into the article. The Rolling Stone has a quote from Matt Simon, who's the New England political director for the Marijuana Policy Project.
He's a Free State Project early mover, Matt Simon.
And I believe he's actually living in Vermont now.
I thought he moved back.
I don't know if he did.
I know he did move there, but I could have sworn he'd moved back and he's in Manchester again. But I could be wrong. He doesn't talk to me.
But in either case,
perhaps you're too libertarian.
He's still the political director, New England political director for MPP. He says, despite the veto, this is a huge leap forward. The passage of S-22 demonstrates most members of both legislative chambers are ready to move forward with making marijuana legal for adults. Lawmakers now have an opportunity to address the governor's concerns, and apparently, according to Simon, they can pass a revised bill over the summer, and he says, we're excited about its prospects. Now, let's go to some quotes from Governor Scott. WCAX has the story. First, they sort of paraphrase. He said that the bill does not have stiff enough penalties for selling to minors. He wants lawmakers to rewrite those sections. Secondly, the governor says the bill needs more aggressive penalties for using marijuana while driving or around children. And third,
using
he said,
marijuana around children.
That's ridiculous. Yes. I mean, it's based on this prohibitionist mindset that marijuana is this dangerous drug, and if children see someone using it, it's going to turn them into a dope addict.
And
what's the penalty for using alcohol around
in front of
children?
Yeah. Good question. How about smoking a cigarette? Because how the hell do you tell the difference?
There might be a penalty for smoking in front of children. I know
in
there
Vermont?
Are in New York.
855, 453.
Third, he says the regulatory commission will need more time to study the issues about potential mental health and drug use prevention. And there's more.
All right, 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts on cannabis legalization or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, four, five, zero. 3733. Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. So you can, of course, bring up anything that you want to discuss, and that is kind of the point here on Free Talk Live.
Whole food multi-complete. Have you ever noticed how you feel sluggish and tired after a big meal? That's because your body's enzymes are prioritizing the digestion of food. This is why many people take a digestive enzyme supplement. Quality enzyme supplement that contains a full array of enzymes will help digest all three macronutrients, that's proteins, fats, and carbs. This means more energy for you and an improved weight management over time. Some nutritional experts even feel a digestive enzyme supplement is more important than a vitamin and mineral supplement. But with Whole Food Multicomplete, you don't have to decide between the two. Whole Food Multicomplete includes both vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes in a single product. Not only that, they include five other classes of nutrients, a total of 54 nutrients. That's classes versus how many nutrients there are. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has combined digestive enzymes, minerals, vitamins, probiotics, antioxidants, herbal immune support, and more, all into a single product. They are the only one that does a 7-in-1 product, so they're making thousands of people healthier while saving them thousands of dollars. You can be one of them, like I am. I lost some weight on it, too. They mentioned the weight management. 30% off with coupon code FTL. That'll get you basically cost. It'll, you know, get your first order at cost if you use coupon code FTL. And if you order $60 or more, it's free shipping. Head on over right now and just go ahead and do it, because what you're using isn't as good, and it certainly isn't as less low cost. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Well, I guess if it is as good, it is not as low cost.
Right, and I even, just for comparison's sake, compared the ingredients in the Whole Food Multi-Complete with all of the vitamins that I have in my little vitamin bag, and it doesn't even compare.
Blows them out of the water, huh?
Yeah. And I've got a multivitamin, vitamin C, vitamin D, a bunch of stuff, and just the number of things and the amount in the Whole Food Multicomplete just does, you know, what I had in my vitamin bag does not compare.
SimplifyMySupplements.com. Let's go to Ben. He's in Canada on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ben.
Hi. I have to side with Mark on the whole libertarian minarchist voluntarist term issue, because I think dealing with so many people that don't really like political labeling in general, they more focus on what ideas are presented to them and not just the names or the labels. And I think talking about those kind of things are a bit frivolous, and saying, oh, this person is not a true libertarian.
Let's bring people into the movement by playing semantic games and yelling at each other about it.
That's kind of where I sit on it.
People are welcome to come into the movement. I'd like to just point this out.
How can they if you won't label them that?
People are welcome to come into the movement. They can label themselves whatever they want to.
They're
going to
call themselves libertarians.
But I'm going to say...
No, you're not! You're not a libertarian!
If you're not taking a libertarian position, you're not a
libertarian. Right now?
You're not a libertarian.
I'm only mimicking him.
And the people... I wasn't doing that.
You're adamant.
Because to me, it means something. And you shouldn't be able to get out there and claim to be a libertarian candidate and not be a real libertarian. It's one thing if you join the party and you just want to, like, you know, learn more about liberty. That's cool, man. If you want to run for a political office, especially that of president, then you ought to have some chops. You ought to have some idea of what the non-aggression principle is. You ought to be able to express that idea so that people can come to the conclusion that it's a good idea and embrace it for themselves. Instead of just going out there and taking some libertarian-ish positions on some issues and calling yourself a libertarian. It's one thing for a member of the party to be a libertarian, but not really. It's a whole other problem to have the candidates not be libertarians. Anyway, Ben, your thoughts?
It's just my opinion is formed basically because so many people around me are not that politically active. Mm-hmm. I'm the most politically active person. So I find more enjoyment in talking about the ideas behind libertarianism than talking about the whole theories in general.
What do you mean?
Like lowering taxes, why it helps, instead of just talking about you have to be against all forms of government force in order to be a libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're tailoring the message. That's not to say that, you know, if somebody asked you, well, what do you think about regulation, you know, 427-blah-blah-blah, that you would not then have an opinion. You're just not going out saying repeal regulation 42-blah-blah-blah.
Yeah.
I think
that's exactly.
It's telling that the Libertarian Party has a radical caucus, like what they call the Libertarian Caucus in the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, it tells you that the Libertarian Party's been infiltrated by a bunch of conservatives who've been trying to take it over for decades.
At the same time, you use as your yardstick for what defines a libertarian a pledge that is for the party, not the dictionary definition, not the definition used widely, not the etymological definition, simply the definition that comes from the party that doesn't have, that's radical
caucus. Definition.
Does it? I agree with you. I like it.
So why not use it?
Well, I think it defines the libertarian position, which is what we should aspire to teach everyone who claims to be a libertarian.
So where's the disagreement?
The disagreement is that Ian says, you can't be a libertarian unless you agree with me on everything.
I didn't say that.
That's what your position
sounds
like.
You can call yourself whatever you want,
but
I'm just not going to respect that you're a libertarian if you're not actually.
Yeah, but the point that I made to you, and I think it's, you know,
if you're a half-assed libertarian, if you're one of these people who...
What is half-assed?
Somebody who gets
define
out there...
Half-assed. Half-assed sounds like a percentage.
Somebody like Max Abramson who gets out there claiming to be a libertarian but then goes around talking about all the Republicans...
The most votes a libertarian gubernatorial candidate has gotten in the last 2 decades?
He only got that because it was 2016.
Whatever.
Anybody else, any monkey would have been able to get those votes.
The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire did not nominate a monkey.
But the monkey would have done just as well.
So let me ask this question, Mark, and I'm going to use an analogy. And yes, I understand that comparison by analogy is not whatever. But if the Green Party nominated somebody that said, you know what, drilling for oil through polar bears is not necessarily a bad thing, do you think the Green Party would be like, oh, well, but, you know, they want to clean up the rivers, so therefore good enough?
I think the Green Party, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the top... three of the top four parties would probably, and even the Libertarian Party, all top four parties would say, as long as they believe in our platform 80% of the time, that we're going to accept them, that there's nobody who's going to agree completely, and that would be left to the radical caucus of the Green Party to try to keep people in line. And I think there's a role for it. I think it's a good thing. I'm not arguing against it. I'm simply saying the definition of a person who's libertarian, that must be libertarian every issue, every time, is exclusive and nasty.
Ben, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I don't think it's nasty to have rules for a private organization. And if that private organization, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Also, want you to know about Dash. What is Dash? It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. And I'm telling you, I heard something today about Dash. Because, you know, one of the concerns about Dash is that, well, it's still not as big as Bitcoin, right? It's still got some growing to do.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. Jay Noon was here earlier. He took the night off. He's got a lot of work that he's doing elsewhere. But he was here earlier, and we were having a conversation. He told me there's a market day that happens out in, I think it was Manchester.
Yes.
Where liberty-minded folks come together. They offer their wares and services in a room, and, you know, they sell stuff to one another. He said most people were buying with Dash instead of Bitcoin. And
I believe the exact statement was most of the vendors were accepting Dash, which is a different statement from most of the people were buying with Dash.
Okay, I guess he doesn't know what people were buying with. But if vendors are accepting it, that suggests that there's a lot of people who want to use Dash. Because there's a zillion cryptocurrencies out right there. You know, they could pick any of them. They picked Dash. because people are getting tired, and he did suggest that people are getting tired of having to pay the Bitcoin fees. The Bitcoin fees have gotten out of control because Bitcoin's full. There's this conflict going on, which hopefully will be resolved at some point. But meanwhile, people are dealing with dollar-plus fees. I mean, the average fee is like $1.50 or whatever.
What did you pay as a fee a couple days ago when you bought that $2 soda?
A lot. I paid like a $2 fee on that. It was crazy. But I'm a zealot, so that's why I was using it. That's why I'll still use Bitcoin. But if I could have used Dash, I would have used Dash if that merchant had accepted Dash. In that case, the merchant only took Bitcoin. But
he also took cash.
But I didn't have any cash. So anyway, my point was that that's a big endorsement of Dash. If people in the Liberty community here in New Hampshire, which is one of the strongest cryptocurrency communities around the entire globe, if people in the Liberty community here just on their own volition have started taking Dash for their products and services, that to me is a major, you know, indicator that this might be the next, you know, successor, if you will, to Bitcoin. I know a lot of people are saying Ether and Ethereum, and certainly
there's a lot of great things about Ether and Ethereum.
Ethereum's amazing. There's no doubt about it. The price is very, very strong.
It's not intended to entirely be a currency.
No, Ethereum's much more than just a currency. It's like a whole programming platform, and there's a lot more to it. Dash is focused. They are digital cash. That's the space that they have entered.
And more importantly, they are trotting out later on this year, an upgrade to their technology, which is intended to be so simple that your grandmother can use it.
Really?
It's the idea. That's the selling point. My grandmother's
is this
dead.
The Dash Evolution thing?
Yes. And I think that, you know, once that, it seems to me, as somebody who has spent a certain amount of time doing cryptocurrency speculation, that once that comes out, that you're, pardon me, going to see a dramatic rise in the value of.
Could be a game changer. It could be. Anyway, Dash is fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, which is a big reason why a lot of people are using it instead of Bitcoin. The fees are low and the transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who help earn rewards for running the network and making governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why as we go to Willie, listening in California. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right. Let's see. I was thinking about libertarianism and how close is that to rightism, right?
Rightism?
Yeah.
Righteousism. Yeah. Right.
What is that? Right? What is that?
Right. Okay. Right. What is that? If you're righteous, you would think that you do all that is good, right? That's
yes.
Righteousness.
Okay.
So you got libertism and all these other things. So how close are those other libertisms close to righteousism?
I would think that people would define righteousness in different ways, and that everybody believes that their philosophy is in and of itself righteous.
Or they would change it.
Or they would change that philosophy. So
okay.
Unless they're evil, in which case.
Everything's righteous and probably everyone's wrong.
Right. And so what is good, right, is we have no idea.
What do you
that,
think
right?
good
and
is?
I can definitely tell you what is bad. You know, if you hurt someone in any way, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Unless they consent
right?
to it.
Okay. Huh? Okay. So, hey, there's a basis there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I would say good things are those things
so
that are not
would
bad.
Be on,
sure.
Okay, that... Right. Okay, that would be on the path of righteousness. I'm not getting on you on any of you guys' cases. Like, I think you
did. You just
all
take a big
awesome.
Bong hit because, like, you're a little.
No,
bit...
No. Actually, no. I'm not against.
Quite it's okay.
I'm not.
Okay, <for you.
laughs> right. I'm not against
you.
It at all. Like.
Okay.
Right.
You just sound
I'm
a little
against...
spacey, dude. What's the point you're trying to drive
no,
at?
Actually,
maybe you
I
smoked a lot
mellow,
earlier.
I have that mellowness about me from day one. Some reason,
okay.
So I do have that, like I took a big bong hit.
So what are you trying to do here? What are you trying to say? What's this thing about righteousness that you're trying to, what's the point you're trying to make?
I mean, okay, well, the point is, like, you have libertarianism, you have Democrats, yeah. Republicans, and, like, what is, I mean, there's still, you know, there's so much wrong in a lot of these, you know, basically, a lot of these parties just think of themselves.
Yeah, that's pretty typical with political parties. They tend to attract politicians, and those politicians are in love with themselves for the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, like, what would be the point of the Libertarian Party existing if they were going to promote communism or the Green Party Republicans?
Okay.
Like, that's kind of the point of parties existing.
All right. Libertarianism would mean that, you know, there's a lot of freedom, I suppose.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, you're kind of close there.
Yeah, right? I would say. Okay.
Shah.
And, all right, so so how is that different from Democrat or Republican, right?
Okay, are you really, you're asking that question, or are you?
Sure.
Daryl, you're the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Would you like to field the question? This is a good question. It's a good introductory question. And by the way, the term is libertarianism, not libertarism or whatever. But just to clarify, what is the difference between the libertarians and the Democrats and the Republicans politically?
How much time do I have? I'll give the short answer. Republicans and Democrats, basically their only main driving force is we're not the other guy, and Republicans will support basically anything that Democrats oppose, and Democrats will support anything that Republicans oppose, unless it's one of those issues where they wind up happening to agree, and that's generally on growing the size, scope, and power of governments.
Sorry to interrupt, but doesn't that run us all into circles, really? You know, right? I mean, it opposes the other guy. It may be, okay, if we're going to go on a righteous, it's going to be a righteous party, right? I mean, like, everything that is actually good for everyone, right?
Regardless, but that's the thing. Not
creed,
everything is
religion,
good for everyone. And not everybody agrees.
But, I mean, right. Okay, buddy, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, you have a right to live.
I think you do have a right to be left alone, whether you're gay or whatever you are. We're going to have to say thank you, Willie, for the call tonight. It was a little disjointed and confusing, but again,
Willie Nelson.
No, I don't think so. It didn't sound that old. We're coming up here.
Thanks, Willie. Always on his mind.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We just had a caller asking, well, what's the difference between a Democrat, a Republican, and a Libertarian? Mark, would you mind taking a crack at that question? I think we should go around the table here.
I would prefer to answer the question, what's the difference between a liberal, a conservative, and a libertarian? So, you know, like, Republicans are supposed to be conservative.
That's a politician for you, answering the question
that wasn't asked
instead of the question he was asked.
Okay, so a Republican is a member of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
A Democrat is a member of the Democratic Party.
Right.
People will call people who are not conservative or liberal in those respective parties dinos or rhinos. Meaning a Democrat in name only or a Republican in name only, mm-hmm. if they do not fit the definition of conservative or liberal. A liberal...
Whatever that is.
Right. Well, I think you can define it. You can't always get every issue every time.
How do you define conservative or liberal?
Sure. Conservative is a person who believes that the way things have been done up to this point is generally the starting point.
So...
At least in their lifetime. You know,
starting point. Okay.
The starting point of where we should start thinking about the issue. And,
you know, let's go back to the good old days.
The good old days. Things should be the way they were in the good old days. And the good old days were the way they were, as I understood them when I was a kid.
Yonder year.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Ian.
Is that yesterday?
The good old days is a perception.
4 years ago?
It is not a reality.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
White picket fences and Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Okay, conservatives believe in law and order, so they believe in government bureaucrats
are
with
saying,
guns.
Are you saying
not
liberals
government bureaucrats
don't
without guns?
Are you saying liberals don't believe in law and order?
No, they're not really law and order in the same sense. Like
Barack Obama put people in prison.
Sure, he put people in prison.
He supported the police, didn't he?
Absolutely. But a conservative would say that he was weak on crime, that he should have been tougher.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
He let those darn pot smokers get away with it in Colorado and Washington.
He put Chelsea Manning in prison.
And also Ross Ulbricht.
And then let her out.
And Ross Ulbricht.
And
in prison.
Well, who knows what, he had probably less sway, over that case, and certainly less face time over that case than he did over the Chelsea.
He bombed a whole lot more people than, George W. Bush.
True.
When you say bombed, do you mean drone bombed, or do you mean?
Yeah, drone bombed.
Killed people with, munitions dropped from aircraft.
I think it was drone bombed. I think he drone bombed.
Yes, he drone bombed more, but did not bomb more.
Okay.
So, you know, Barack Obama didn't, not as many foreigners died under Barack Obama's, you know, tenure as they did under Bush's.
Okay.
Now, it's difficult to say because it depends on what
the Pentagon severely underreports civilian deaths by margins of like tenfold.
I don't know, Mark. I was just suggesting that maybe the law and order thing applies to liberals, too.
I don't think that the liberals are generally as law and order. And what
I mean, still passing laws and they still support the police. But I get where you're coming from. I mean, it's a claim.
They're not as authoritarian. How's that?
I'm using
the term law and order to mean authoritarian.
I think they're plenty authoritarian.
They're weak on the issue because they run from it. A Republican will say, you're damn right. If you don't pay your taxes, I will see you put under the jail. I hope they shoot you in the head, you stinking commie. Whereas the liberal will say, look, the government isn't an organization of force or violence. We, of course, have to have police to maintain order, but I would prefer to see you pay your taxes voluntarily.
And we'll let you have some of your civil liberties that the Republicans don't like.
All
so
right.
That's why the Republicans tend to see Democrats as weak on crime.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. You want another feature of what?
I was just asking you, you know, you were saying that. Go ahead.
Okay, liberals tend to be more socially liberal, so they are going to allow gays to marry.
Right.
They're going to say that you should be able to smoke some pot if that's what you want to do,
but not in front of the children.
You know, maybe depends on the liberal. You know, but yes, I mean there's a deviance in this, and that's why I'm willing
to really
say.
Not really a firm definition, though.
There's
right?
not a firm
on
definition
of
libertarian
things.
Either.
Yes, there is. Now, and that's what we were discussing last hour.
That's what.
And now it goes back full circle, and
so I'll answer the question for our caller.
Hold on. Let me finish here. There is not a firm liberal position on issues. There is not a firm conservative position on issues. One can be a one can have a. There's no one stating that there's a rule as far as conservative or liberal as far as how the issues go. Etymologically, what libertarian means is liberty, right? It's a person who believes in liberty. Liberty being defined as the non-initiation of force.
Okay, there you go. See, right. You just defined what a libertarian is.
I've defined what the libertarian position is.
That's right.
And
a libertarian is one who adheres to that position.
A conservative is one who is averse to change or innovation and holding to traditional values.
So that's the first thing I said. But, you know, there's lots of traditional values. So,
right,
again,
which traditional values?
Now, let me defend my position. So etymologically, libertarian means, you know, defaulting to liberty, right?
Okay.
However, in usage, right, because it's important.
Debased it's, by people like Glenn Beck and
Ian, it
Sarah
was debased
Palin.
The moment it was used because the party didn't hold the line. Okay, David Nolan, when he created his chart, you know, for deciding when you're a libertarian, and Nolan was a founding member of the Libertarian Party, made a quadrant that defined you as libertarian, not a point on the chart. Okay? So what the idea of the party was is to bring people who are like-minded in so that we can teach them about the ideas of liberty.
Yeah,
not to point fingers at them
not
and say,
let them be
you're
politicians.
Not a libertarian because you don't believe exactly what we believe.
I don't care about the party members. It's the politicians, the ones who are running for office that I'm going to point a finger at when they're not libertarian. There was this guy, Derek Michael Reed, who showed up at the, let's see, it was the Libertarian Party New Hampshire Convention, not last year, but the year prior to that.
2016.
Oh, it was the first one in 2016, because there were two.
Correct.
So this was before the Libertarian primary had happened.
Correct.
Of course, Daryl, you were running as the candidate for Libertarian nomination for president. And so was this guy, this Derek Michael Reed. And he showed up. And what was this was back when the Libertarian Party hadn't, Daryl, you had not taken over the reins of the chairmanship.
Correct.
There. Roger had not been elected as vice chair. So this was back in the day when the party was very weak. It was very, you know, it was on its life support, basically. It was in pretty sad shape.
Held the convention around two tables in a restaurant that were pushed together,
right?
So that it basically made one long table.
Yeah, and a bunch of the people who were there weren't even from New Hampshire. They were like speaking there as candidates for president or whatever. But there was maybe a dozen maximum.
There were 11 people in attendance.
Yeah.
Four of them were not LPNH members.
Right. And so this Derek Michael Reed is calling himself a libertarian. And go ahead, pull up his website if you want a good laugh.
TotalitarianDemocracy.com. It needs more animations.
But right, be careful when you pull the website up. Don't be driving at the time. You shouldn't be browsing the web if you're driving. But be careful. You might want to put on like sunglasses because it's very garish, very obnoxious. Anyway, this guy, he gets up and he gives his speech, and I can't recollect exactly what the dude said, but I'm sure if you watch his videos on his website, it'll give you some idea of what his beliefs are. And he is just like, this guy's not even close to a libertarian, not even close. So I called the dude out. I took the time to ask questions, some pretty tough questions of him during the Q&A session.
Oh, the website appears to be down.
What a shame. There's going to be Alexa, or what's the archive, the Internet Archive.
Internet Archive, Wayback Machine.
I'm sure that has it, but I don't know if that means he's taken his YouTube channel down, because I think he was hosting on YouTube, so maybe that's still up. But anyway, this guy wasn't even close to being a libertarian, but he sure as hell thought that he was, and he deserved to be taken down. He deserved to be laughed at, and I couldn't help but laugh. Just
are you
laugh
a member
out
of the
loud.
Local the State Libertarian Party?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for using the power that you had within the party to...
I didn't have any power.
Well, you had some. You were able to call him out, right? Like, you could speak.
I just asked a
being
question.
Being able to speak has power.
Questions. Like why he supports taxes or something like that.
So,
I forget exactly what.
I think that absolutely this is the role of the State Libertarian Party.
I thought you were just excoriating me for
no,
for doing
Ian.
This.
That's because you don't listen. It's
I was listening.
Not your job to listen. It's your job to argue.
I was listening, Mark. You have been accusing me of going after people for not being libertarian within the party, and
no,
that's not true.
You do a radio program that is for people that aren't in the party, and when you tell those people that they're not libertarians because they don't believe precisely what you believe, that is exclusive and boorish. Okay, and I would prefer to hear none of it. However, when you're in the context of the State Libertarian Party and you're dealing with a candidate who deviates sufficiently from the party, and I don't mind if that sufficiently is 2%. I'm fine with that. Within the party, you're vetting a candidate. Absolutely. That's the place to do it, is we're going to decide whether this person's good enough. Do we want to run nobody, or do we want to run this person?
So what you're saying is, I'm not trying to be exclusive or rude to anybody. I'm just trying to say what the truth is, and the truth can be hurtful sometimes. If somebody gets on the air and says that they're a libertarian, if somebody gets on the air saying they're a libertarian but then says they support war, I'm going to tell them, sorry, that's not libertarian of you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you
drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.